Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 82. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and it's called a hustle, sweetheart. It's Ben.
Well, hello, Aludra. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. That's still a quote. I'm not just trying to make you call me sweetheart and honey and stuff like that. Believe it or not. Yeah,
and Ben calls me sweetie.
No, that's next episode.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sweetie.
No problem, darling.
All right. No, that's from a movie that I saw over the weekend that I absolutely have fallen in love with, and that is Zootopia.
Oh, see, I was going to see that, but I saw Kung Fu Panda 2 or 3 instead.
That I have heard is also good.
It was very good. I enjoyed myself. There were points where we were just laughing really hard. It was great.
Well, good. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So speaking of stuff that you've been doing, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, my gosh. Well, if anybody has me on Steam, then you would know that I've spent well over 100 hours playing a little game called Stardew Valley.
I know. I just asked because, well, I figured everybody else needs to know, too.
Oh my gosh, so I'm in year 3, winter, which means I'm practically year 4. I've got my G-Man chickens, Kylo Hen, and Chewbacca, and, yeah.
Like Chewbacca? Like buck, buck, buck?
Baca, yeah.
Nice.
Like yeah, well, oh, come on, Kylo Hen. Who could not name a chicken, black chicken with red eyes,
oh,
anything
my gosh.
But Kylo Hen?
I love that. That's fantastic.
And I have my pony Invincible, who then I modded to be white. Oh. And
because it's undead, right?
No, but I'm sure I could, if not mod it, find somebody who made a skeletal horse and be all undead. I could probably actually do it myself, but that's a lot more work than I want for an undead horse. And then my son logs into his game and goes, Mom! Really? And yeah, so yeah, so Minion 2 is also playing it. So not all of those 110 hours are me. Like, 5 are him. So I get a pass right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
only
I totally
5.
Get a pass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see how that goes.
Yep. But no, I'm having such a good time. Totally unrealistic, though. I go to bed one night and it's like, in the morning or during the night, you had a baby. And I'm like, okay, I had a baby. Woo!
Are you even married in game?
I'm married in game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, it's spontaneous. It's a little weird.
Well, they were dropping hints. Like, the guy asked me if I wanted a baby. And then about a week later, he was like, you're pregnant. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I guess is a pretty big hint. What, was it a doctor or just a dude?
It was my husband, just a dude.
Oh.
The town doctor didn't mention it. I didn't marry the town doctor because he looks like he has a milk mustache.
Did you marry a wizard?
No, you cannot marry the wizard.
Okay. Did you marry someone who abducts babies?
No, he's an author.
Oh, okay. Just making sure because, you know, if you didn't think that you were pregnant and all of a sudden someone tells you are and then a baby magically shows up.
No, what kills me about this whole baby thing,
yeah,
is the next morning, 6 a.m., I'm out in the farm milking cows. I'm like, I don't even get a day of rest or anything.
Well,
where it's like...
Now, does the husband actually help with chores?
Actually, he has a chance to help with chores. He'll wake up and go, if he wakes up and is outside the house before you, which is like a 1 in 3 chance, then he's like, oh, I watered some crops, or I fed all your animals, or I fixed all the fences, because the fences in this game decay. And he's like, so yeah. And I go, oh, okay, well, I have sprinklers and an automatic animal feeder, but hey.
So he flipped the switch.
He didn't even do that. After they eat it, it magically pops a new fodder into the bin.
Wow.
So he's taking credit for all this stuff that I did. Before I even met him.
Should you possibly go to Stardew Marriage Counseling?
No, he's fine.
Okay. You know,
I knew the husbands wouldn't pull their weight. And
if he's taking all the time writing his great American novel, then I guess you really can't fault him too much on it, right?
Oh, no, he published it before we got married.
Oh, well, hey, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know how to pick him.
Yeah. I wouldn't marry that loser until he had published his book, so he did.
And he said one person buy it too
and it wasn't even me.
Success.
Yeah, he's like, it's not the best book, but it's getting some good reviews. I'm like, you freaking finished it and it got published. Dude, it's not even on Amazon Books. He literally had a book to hold up to me. So there we go. And so I've been doing that, and then Overwatch. So I got into Overwatch, and I'm really upset that Ben did not get into Overwatch, because Ben would have really enjoyed last night when I was playing D.Va, and I only died 2 times in 1 round, and that was awesome. Yeah, yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I was so over the moon about it. Of course, the next few times, I was like dying left, right, and center, so I don't care. And then I played a Tracer, and I got to be super obnoxious with her little teleporty jumpy thing. I killed these two tanks. I just kept killing them by jumping around them and shooting them. I'm like going in weird circles and designs around them. They can't even turn fast enough to keep me in their field of view.
Nice.
And they're exploding. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is way too much fun.
You know exactly how to play her.
Yeah, apparently. It's only the second time I've ever tried it, too. But the first time we were kind of in cramped, close quarters, and this time I had more room to roam.
have that room, she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm really excited about that. And then last night I started leveling a character to 20, because even though I don't play it, you know, Aludra likes to collect them all. Mm-hmm. So I'm going for the Hearthstone thing. And hey, I rolled a panda warrior.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm pretty happy. I'm like all Mulaning it up and stuff.
Yeah, because I had to have, you know, at least one of each race in my roster. My warrior is a troll, and I haven't really done too much with her.
You see, the problem I find with forcing yourself to play races you don't like is then you never log in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't do that anymore. If everybody's a panda and a blood elf with a handful of goblins, then everybody's a panda, a blood elf, and a handful of goblins, except for on Alliance side, there I have a human.
Ooh.
Very exotic, right? A human.
Just a bit. A bit.
I have a human, a Draenei, because I love the Draeneis, and
they are cool.
They're pandas.
Nothing wrong with that.
I have a night elf. Monk. Maybe. I don't know. But what about you, Ben? You're just as interesting, if not more so.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
So, what have you been up to while I've been, you know, farming? And
while you've been digging?
Hey, I got a prize for digging.
Didn't say it was bad. All I know is that you're like Grant, a digger. What have I been doing? Oh, my. I have not been playing Overwatch because I'm not in yet.
I know, but if it makes you feel any better, I can't afford to buy it when it comes out, so.
Yeah, and I feel okay because I have bought it already.
Yeah.
So, you know, once May 3rd hits, I'm definitely going to be playing.
Yes, you will be, and I will be out.
Well, no, that's when it's open beta, so.
Oh, is it open? I thought it was open for people who pre-ordered it.
No, that's the 3rd and the 4th is when it's like, hey, you pre-ordered it or bought it, and you get in for 2 days, and then it's open for everyone else. So you at least get to do that for a while.
Well, that's cool. Okay, then.
Yeah, so we'll have about a month or so.
Yay!
Be awesome. So I haven't been playing Overwatch, which, if anybody is listening who has access to flag my account, really, come on. I really
He'll
like that
stream
game.
It!
Yeah.
He'll stream it. I'm making promises for him.
Oh, yeah. I will stream it. I will play that a lot. But speaking of streaming, though, Aludra, I don't remember if I mentioned this on the show last time or not, but I started an experiment with streaming my favorite game series of all time, Mass Effect.
Yes, like I stream Hex and forgot to mention. Woo!
So I started doing that, which is actually a lot of fun to do because I absolutely love that series. I'm starting with one, and any of the really big choices, I'm actually putting polls out on Twitter. And whatever the result is, that's what I do. So far, it has made every single major decision the exact opposite of what I would personally want. So go you, Internet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the fun about it. And I get to see a different style of gameplay that I haven't done before because of the Internet, I'm going Renegade, which is something I don't normally do. It's really hard for me to play the bad guy, but if I have to do it because people are saying, hey, we voted this, I'm going to totally live up to that promise.
And it's been fun kind of watching your struggle because I missed the stream, but you put them on YouTube, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I thought I was watching Ben on YouTube, but I gotta be sure. And it's been kind of going, okay.
I'm like, I'm a total jerk, or I'll just randomly laugh at something that happens because it's like, the response is like, hey, can you help me with something? And the response is essentially like, slap, F off. I'm like, no. But so yeah, I have fun with that. But speaking of YouTube, I don't have an actual address yet because I don't have a lot of subscribers. So if you feel like it, subscribe, help me out. But anyways, that's all I'm going to say about that. Cool. Anyways, love the game. Once I get through the first one, which is the hardest one to get through because it's the oldest. I'm going to jump right into two, and that's where it really picks up with awesomeness and fun and everything. So I'm excited. Other than that, though, I haven't been doing a whole ton of stuff other than, you know, some raiding, which Aludra, Sunday night, we did pretty darn good, I would say.
Yeah, we did really good.
Yeah, we're working on progression. We're on normal Manoroth, and we've got him, according to the logs, down to 4% twice. So we just need like that extra little push and then we're there. So I'm pretty excited about that. Come Thursday night, if we continue our lockout, Manoroth is going down.
Yep, definitely. 4% is ridiculous.
Oh yeah, totally. But anyways, having a lot of fun with that. And last but not least, so as I've said before, Disney Infinity is something that I enjoy. There's a new Marvel Battlegrounds thing that came out today. I got to try it for a tiny little bit. And if you've ever played Power Stone or like Smash Brothers or something like that, it's kind of like that. It's a 4-person Marvel superhero brawl. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But that's about it. I can't really talk about it much. Like I said, I have only really tried a tiny bit of it. But anyways, so that's really kind of all that's been going on with me. I know that you have talked about what's going on with you. What exactly is going on with Blizzard and World of Warcraft?
I don't know. Let's find out in the news.
Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor. Boy, howdy.
So, if you haven't noticed, we have, and we were told, and it's all over Twitter, that Zahram is gone.
He's gone!
We don't know why! We're not in the know, but he is. So we here at Battle Pets wish him all the best in his future endeavors and hope that he will land safely. Mm-hmm. Zahram is still one of our favorite Battle Pets as the Ghostly Skull. So if you miss him too much, he'll always be there for you.
Yep. And if you want to get a pet that you don't have already and name it after him and have it be a Ghostly Skull, just make sure you head to Dalaran in the current Dalaran. Go down into the sewers and you can buy him for a small gold price.
Yep. Things like 50.
I think it's like 800.
Oh, now I'm gonna whip.
I'll get it. Oh, we're gonna check it out.
Yeah.
I gotta find out. Oh my gosh.
Ghostly Skull.
Ghostly Skull is, can't see the 40 gold. Oh, you win.
Oh, look at that, 40 gold. That base price? Oh, yeah, because the sewers don't have the rep discount.
Yeah, why did I think that it was like 800?
Because that's how much Zahram is worth to you in your heart.
He's worth more than 800 gold, but you know what? It's a deal for 800. Yep. Much more so, it's a deal for 40, so go pick him up if you haven't yet.
Yep. Fender! Yep.
Exactly. Now, another pet that you need to go pick up relatively fast is one of the two seasonal pets, because it is on its way out the door. That's right, folks. The Snowy Owl is only available during winter, and that is set to end in Blizzard time on the 19th of March. That's this month. That's the current month that we're in. If you do not have this pet, head to Winter Spring, pick it up. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait until next year to get your Kalimdor Safari Pet achievement.
That's a long time.
Yep. And I highly recommend this pet because it is one of the three pets that I use to beat almost everything.
Yeah. Literally almost everything in the game.
Yes. So definitely pick it up. I love mine. I named it Hermione because, well, naming it Hedwig, that's too on the nose. Like, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what else is almost on its way out the door?
Your nose?
No, not my nose. But a computer built and made by Doghouse Systems sent out to some lucky person.
Yes.
Because they are building computers constantly and sending them out to people who buy them. Mm-hmm. In fact, the thing is, the people who buy them, who put the code BattlePets in the promo code box, they get double the memory for free, Aludra.
Wow.
Double the memory for free. So if you want to be one of those cool people, go ahead and put BattlePets in the promo code box when you order your Doghouse system from DoghouseSystems.com.
Yay. And if you want a t-shirt for days like today where, you know, over here it's been really crazy, Ben. It's been like freezing and raining and there was like this tornado cane storm out here. And that now today it was like 85 degrees and hot.
Yeah, it's kind of flip-flopping around here too. The best way to like handle that is to have the right attire, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. And do you know what works in any attire? Layering, just when it's hot, to show off how awesome you look.
Underwear.
Well, yeah, but you don't wear underwear on the outside.
Superman does. Well, he used to. But then again, yeah. I don't like Superman, so who cares?
Exactly. He's Superman. He's not Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Anyways, t-shirts, they go with all the things, and a t-shirt with our logo is pretty dang awesome.
Yes, that is true. Head over to slashloot.com, click on podcasts. It's alphabetical. We're like pretty much near the top. You can't miss us. Comes in gray and white.
Gray and white.
Buy yours today. So,
and those three of you not wondering why or wondering why it doesn't come in black, it's because you would miss most of our logo.
Yeah, but it'd be kind of creepy. It's the words and then two, like, glowing eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it
doesn't even match.
Exactly. So now that you actually have your Doghouse system, you have a rig that is set up perfectly for playing WoW, you are dressed in nice, comfy, fine t-shirts, I think it's time to do some boss battles.
Yay!
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
Boss battles. This week in boss battles, we are going back to Tanah Jungle. Yay.
Woo!
There's green everywhere. This week we are fighting the Tainted Mudclaw, which you can find on the beach at 4384. Now, when I went to go check it out and see what could possibly spawn with it, I was met with a gray violet firefly and a white maggot. I know maggots are normally white, but this is the quality color of it.
Ew.
Yeah, pretty much. So, the first ability that the Tainted Mudclaw has is Fel Corruption. This ability calls forth a wave of fel power, dealing elemental damage to all your pets and empowering Tainted Mudclaw's backline pets, increasing damage dealt and reducing their damage taken by 50% for 10 rounds.
The next ability is Shell Shield. This beast ability reduces damage from each attack for 5 rounds.
And lastly, we have Infected Claw! This tears at your pet with plague claws, dealing undead damage!
So, Vince McMahon, what pets would you suggest that we use to fight the Tainted Mudclaw?
From what I've seen, what's been recommended are critters with flying abilities and strong defenses, like the Imperial Silkworm, Grassland Hopper, or the Bush Chicken.
The Bush Chicken? I have never heard that recommended for a fight before. That is pretty awesome.
I read that somewhere. I don't know how accurate it is. So go to Tanah Jungle this Sunday, and fight the Tainted Mudclaw. It's a yes. Mudclaw, not a Mudclaw, like I said earlier.
And with that lovely image in your mind, let us move on to team building.
Team building.
Yes, team building, where we take two random words and build a pet battle team that we feel best describes it. Ben's is obviously gravelly voice.
Well, I figure, you know, if I'm not going to make an actual bumper for that ability, I'm going to have fun with it. And I just went a really weird way this week. That's all.
That was good, though. That was really good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, team building. Look, that's what I read. I haven't used it on it. I'm just like, really?
Really?
Like, who even has one? I mean, I do, but...
You do.
Okay, a lot of people do, but, I mean, it's a rubber chicken with actual feathers on it. Like, Okay, you know what? Maybe that is, like, the secret to every battle. You just need a bush chicken.
Maybe. You know what? We may have found something here.
Yeah, instead of howl bomb, howl cluck.
Howl cluck. I like that. Howl cluck. All right, so this week's magical words for team building that we introduced all those many seconds ago is puzzled cuddles.
Aww.
Aww. Okay. So, puzzled cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Nuts the Squirrel.
Aww.
Because after being with him for 4 seconds, you go, huh? And then you go, huh? The stuffed Elk pet.
Mm-hmm.
Says cuddles. And then the gusting grimoire, because you know there's a word search in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. I like that, actually. You know, it's funny. When Nuts first came out, I brought him to raid with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when he first came out, that stun during a raid, not a good thing.
No.
People got kind of mad at me.
Yeah, are you the one I heard about? Because I was warned against bringing that to raid. Apparently, they like to attack the healers.
That makes sense then. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it was, I don't remember what raid team I was with. It had to be, I think before I was an AIE actually, but yeah, it was great. It was just running around all of a sudden like, I'm stunned. What ability does stun? Okay, I can move now. And oh, it was fantastic. Just absolutely great.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyways, I went a different way. As I have been known to do once or twice. I went actually like incredibly straightforward with this. Now, I look, he's our friend. I think he'll love the joke, but I took some total inspiration from Kephis on this one.
Oh, no.
So the way I look at it is Kephis is this person who he likes his cuddles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I figure he is in his pet menagerie. He's going to be looking for his stuffed Elk. And he goes to reach for a stuffed Elk. And the first pet that he comes across is Trunks. It's not a stuffed Elk. It's actually a baby real Elk. So he goes in for a hug and tries to cuddle. And it's kind of puzzling because this stuffed Elk is moving. So then he's like, okay, I'm backing off. He figures out it's Trunks because, you know, the little Trunks elephant goes, so then he's like, okay, Trunks, it's cool. So then he gets up, he walks over to the next elephant that he sees, which is, you know, of course it's a stuffed Elk. No, unfortunately, it's Peanut. It's Peanut. So he reaches down and gives Peanut a hug, again, starts moving. He gets a little puzzled. And then Peanut, of course, goes, so he knows that I just hit my microphone. He knows that it is not the stuffed Elk. Now, here's the thing. Kephis has been drinking a lot because he's trying to find his stuffed Elk and he's just so depressed. So what does he see? He sees a pint-sized pink pachyderm. So he's going to go chasing after it. And then finally, when he gets to it, to give it a giant hug because it's a stuffed Elk or it's a pink pachyderm. Either way, it's something he can hug and cuddle with. It's not there. And that is just so puzzling.
So did you basically just take the last 2 minutes to make fun of Kephis for being blind?
No, not at all. I gave a good description on him trying to find a stuffed Elk. No, I don't make fun of him. I love Kephis, and he knows that. In fact, I think that he would choose my team because it's awesome.
Well, we'll leave that one up to Kephis. But, yeah, I think you just spent all that time making fun of him. Dude.
By the way, make sure you check out his YouTube channel. It is awesome.
Yes, Blind Guy Games.
Yes. But anyways, now that is my team. I actually had fun with it, and I only just now thought, hey, I can have Kephis doing this, as opposed to me being weird or something. I don't know. But anyways, let us know what you think. Make sure you give us points, because right now Eludra's still in the lead, and we've got to change that.
Why?
Because you look, you don't need a three-peat. You don't need three crowns.
Who says?
Me.
Well, you're wrong.
And our audience, hopefully.
I don't know, Ben. Two crowns.
Yeah, I know. Anyways.
Stop me from three-peating.
Anyways, let us know who gets a point. Which one did you think is best? And of course, you can look forward to our next episode, which is Howling Lore. Oh.
And we don't mean Lore, the guy from Tankspot now working at Blizzard. We mean Lore, as in the story of the game.
Oh my gosh, if we could get a soundbite of him howling, how great would that be for this?
That would be pretty cool.
Just, this week's episode is, ooh!
I don't know Lore. I met him once.
I don't either. Oh my gosh, if we could get that, that'd be fantastic.
All right, well, there we go.
If you have a sound file of Lore howling, or if you know him and can get a sound file of that, send it to us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com.
You'll get a shout out and a thumbs up from us.
Oh, yes. Heck, I'll give you a point if you do that. So you'll be in the running for the crown.
That would be so funny if somebody else won the crown that wasn't me or you.
That would be good. That would be good. They'd start off with 1 point. All right.
All right.
So team building, folks, let us know.
All right. Finally, let's end this with some mail, where we will hopefully get a soundbite of Lore howling.
That'd be so great. Seriously, if that happens, that'd be amazing. I would, like, I don't know.
Like Tom Merritt bringing the pie?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be just perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, Eludra.
Yes, Ben.
Look what I got. It's a letter.
Yay!
Am I reading this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you want to read it? Or do you want me to read it?
You go ahead and read it.
Okay, cool. All right. So we got a letter or email, if you want to be really specific, from Alessander. This has to do with a discussion that we had last episode about, you know, potentially a new pet family for Legion and how much fun it would be. Mm-hmm. Now, Alessander says, new pet family for Legion is a great idea. Demons is actually the obvious family to make, with not that many pets needing to be reclassified. Diablo, Sister of Desire, and nothing else coming to mind, but plenty of new great models of demons we could encounter in Legion. Totally agree with that. Murloc could be their own family too, though it's kind of limited. There could be the BlizzCon pets, Murlocs, baby Murlocs, that Murloc King in the stitched Murloc suit, and regional variations like Ice Murloc, Jungle Murloc, Sand Murloc, Iron Murloc, Murloc with a microphone. Nice. This is way better than grinding epic pets, Blizzard. Which, first of all, we need more Murlocs as pets. I totally, hands down, agree with that. Because I kind of like Murlocs. As for the demon class, I kind of like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that idea. That's a really good idea. About as fun as the joke fairy class I came up with that episode and stuff. Mm-hmm. Demons are a big part of WoW lore and stuff. So hopefully they put out something like that.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, and the thing is the fact that the way that things are classified, like, you know, if you're trying to CC something, you know, like warlocks can banish demons. Mages can't sheep demons. I mean, it's a class all of it, or I guess species or whatever you want to call it, of all of its own in that sense. So why not add it as a pet class?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That sounds like a good class idea right there.
Mm-hmm. And as for Murlocs, I love the seriously, I really do love the idea of them having their own class. But see, I can see them fitting also in the aquatic class. But I don't want to put them there. I think they fit better with
humanoids.
Yeah. I like them there, but forget them being their own class. Just add more. Like, look, we have 500 different versions of snakes. Give me 800 different versions of Murlocs. I will get every single one.
Yep. You really will.
I love Murlocs.
I'd like to see kind of like a plant subs class. So
like vegetation.
Yeah. Vegetation, you know, and maybe get like hopping things and planters coming after us.
That could be cool.
Yeah. big old Venus flytrap looking things. I mean, we've got a lot of plants anyways with the treants and the singing sunflowers and such. Yeah. And the
Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that and the big old wavy arm thing of doom.
Yeah, I mean, break it off of elemental, because there's tons of elemental pets too. I mean,
yeah, it makes it more interesting and adds some more variation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it would make the circles and the what's weak to what more complex, and there would be some rejiggering, but
yeah,
you know, in the end, the demons are such a big deal. I wouldn't be shocked to find out the demon expansion of Legion is coming out with a demon sub-race of battle pets.
Yeah. And yeah, you know what? It really wouldn't take too, well, I mean, I'm, you know, armchair developing here. I don't think it would take too much for it to actually be implemented into the game. Mm-hmm. You just have to, you know, maybe tweak some values on some of these pets and then just add the new class in there.
Yeah. And give it its own set of strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly.
And I totally believe demons are differenter than undeads, because mm-hmm. undeads are reanimated and ghosts, while demons are alive flesh and blood.
Yeah, and when you beat them, their soul just goes back to the Twisting Nether and comes back right when you summon them again.
Yep.
So yeah, there's totally, totally room for it. And think about how many demon pets we already have, too. There's a bunch mm-hmm. of them, actually.
Yeah, I've got a Diablo.
Yeah, the Diablo, the Sister of Desire. There's, what, two or three different imps that you can get. Mm-hmm. Basically everything that drops in Black Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bunches of different
stuff. Warhounds, totally a demon there.
Yeah, switch it from dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. It makes sense to me. So, Blizzard, give us our demons.
That would be really cool, Blizzard. I mean, again, it's going more with the widening than the yeah. lengthening of battle pets, which is definitely in your
wheelhouse.
What Kyvax mentioned is the end goal for the game. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
If you have any other great ideas, guys, send them to us. But more importantly, let Blizzard know, too. Love to see something like that. A demon class would be great. And a Murloc with a microphone. Ben. Could you imagine just a Murloc's holding something and then suddenly it turns into a microphone and he goes, and then he goes back.
You know, seriously, if they did that, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I would probably just kind of collapse from shock. But, okay, this is stupid. Like, the weird part of me would be like, that doesn't mean that it's for Azeroth Roundtable. No.
What if they named him Art?
Then maybe I'd start believing it.
Blizzard, do me a favor and make a rare spawn, a Murloc, practicing in the woods with a microphone.
Just standing there, just blah, 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 blah. Looks around. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, that'd be so cute anyway.
Yeah, either way. That'd be adorable. Maybe in one of the class halls.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's got to be in the mage hall. Well, actually, it'd be fitting in the monk, because John and I would both play monks, so.
No. In the mage hall. And that, because, you know, we're already talking about mages teaching other animals weird tricks, so.
Yes! Perfect. All right.
I fit it in with the lore. You're welcome.
And that's why I love you. If you would like to contact us, of course, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, on iTunes and Stitcher, too.
You can also follow us on Twitter.
Good job on remembering this time.
Thank you. Ben is at Ben the Mage. I am at Aludra_AIE. And, of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show.
Yep, and you can listen to us on other shows. Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
And Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable, Art, and Geektopia.
That's right. And our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and myself. Battle Pets was written by Aludra and myself and is copywritten to us, too.
Thanks for listening.